are we on the deforestation issue?
Well, over the last 3 to 4 years, we've actually made huge progress globally on deforestation, but not necessarily in the way that we thought we would. After the Oslo conference, which followed in the wake of the disasters of Copenhagen, there was a lot of positive feeling that forestry was one area where we would be able to make real progress in the near to medium term. And there have been some real advances. Deforestation, which accounts for more emissions than aviation worldwide, has actually been massively reduced, particularly in Brazil, but other parts of the world as well, but not through the carbon trading market mechanisms that were thought most likely a couple of years ago to be the real drivers of change.
So where has it been coming from?
Well, there have been some very good bilateral programs, and the UK, along with Norway, has been right at the front of providing innovative funding to give a value to standing timber. But also there's been a really welcome engagement from the private sector, recognising that particularly these big global companies like Unilever have a responsibility to source their supply chains responsibly.
So give us a sense, what is the UK government doing in terms of how much money are you putting into this and where are you putting it?
Well, we are one of the, if not the first, G8 country to meet our Millennium Development Goal, which means that we have a very sizable development spend. And part of that development budget is ring-fenced for action on climate change internationally in developing countries. And within that budget, we have allocated a significant amount, several hundred million pounds, to supporting long-term projects, avoiding deforestation, and working with countries that have put in place progressive programs to turn around dangerous deforestation.
And is one of your concerns that actually this takes so long to actually see a difference?
Yes, it does take a while. And to some extent, progress has been frustratingly slow in terms of getting some of that money spent. Because we're very clear, we will not spend money in programs unless there is robust and transparent governance, and we can see real results for the money that we're putting in. And that has taken longer than we would have hoped. But the engagement of the private sector with the skills that they bring is, I think, giving more confidence that together in partnership, government, be that donor governments from the north or development governments in the south, can work with the private sector to make real progress.
Great, thank you.